Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. Always excited to have you connected on today. And of course, this is the place we come every single week to learn, to grow, to be the leaders that we believe God has called us to be. Make no mistake about it. We are adamant about helping you understand that a leader is emerging inside of you. And we're thankful for that opportunity to sharpen you, because iron really does sharpen iron. Many of you let us know every single week that this podcast is a blessing to you, whether you listen to it in your drive time, whether you listen to it on your break. However you listen to it, know that I appreciate you so very much. I don't take it for granted. Hundreds of thousands of people literally are being blessed every week by this podcast. And listen, we want you to help us reach a million people by continuing to share, and share alike this podcast. It will mean a lot to us. We just believe it's our assignment on the earth to help make leaders evolve. Now, I want to make certain that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, to get books and find out when I'll be in your area. And I'm excited about that. I'm also excited to invite you to be a part of Next Level Leader Book Club. Now, listen, readers are leaders, and we are serious about this. And of course, all you have to do is text the word book club to 78228. You'll get the information. And of course, I want you to fill it out. Be a part of the most awesome book club on the planet. Also, I'm grateful for all of you that support my wife and I's YouTube page called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We drop new episodes every Friday, and I hope that you will take advantage of that. It would mean a lot to us if you did. So thank you in advance for doing that. It means a lot. When I tell you it means a lot, we do not take it for granted. So I'm thankful for all of you. And it just means a lot, man. I'm telling you, it means a lot. And truly, truly appreciate you so much for supporting this. Well, today I've got a very interesting topic I want to talk about. And it's really about destiny distractions, how to stay focused in a noisy world. I tell people that I mentor all the time that the key to success is focus. And there are going to be a variety of distractions that are pulling you away from the main thing. As a leader, there is a certain discipline that must be applied if you're going to stay focused. For example, you woke up this morning and you made a decision whether or not you were going to focus and be disciplined around the things you needed to do, or maybe you went down a rabbit hole of distractions and social media, and you lost time, minutes, and turned into hours. You have to be mindful of the importance of avoiding these destiny distractions and staying focused, because the world is going to get more and more noisy. So I want to give you some principles today in leadership to help you stay a little bit more focused. First of all, is identify those destiny detours disguised as opportunities. Wow. Sometimes things may show up in your life and they look so good, right? Opportunities present themselves. You're like, oh, this must be it. This came at this time or that time. In actuality, they are destiny detours. They look like opportunities, but they're trying to get you off the path of the main thing. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end there are the ways of destruction or death, the Bible says. It is important to know that every opportunity is not a God opportunity. It may be good on paper, but is it God? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow. So it will not cost you your family, cost you your mental health. So you have to be mindful that just because an opportunity presented itself does not mean you have to act instantly and walk into that. It could be a detour taking you off course to the main thing that God has assigned for you to do. So don't be so thirsty, if you will, for every new opportunity, but be measured, be prayerful, be thoughtful, Talk to a multitude of counselors, people you entrust, get wisdom. That's how you move, so that you don't end up making a move emotionally, but you recognize that these are nothing but detours disguised as opportunities. Here's the second thing. The difference between what's urgent and what's important. Now, I've shared this on this podcast early on. I'll share it again. I do not make a habit of making other people's emergencies my own. What's urgent to them is urgent, and it's okay. But you cannot take on other people's urgencies because it disrupts the plans and schedules you have for your own life. To be an effective leader means that you have to learn how to still accomplish the things that you are set to accomplish without always allowing things to co-opt your day. Sometimes you can move in somebody else's urgency and lose 3 and 4 hours of your entire day over something that really wasn't an emergency at all. So please know the difference between what's urgent and what's important. If it's important, it then deserves the quality of time, the time to think through what the appropriate response is. If it's urgent, it's acute. It's something that needs to happen right now. Everything that's important is not urgent. Leadership has to be measured, has to be thought through. Leaders take their time and make sure they don't, watch this, react. Leaders respond. All right? Here's number three, time thieves. How misplaced focus can stunt your progress. Time thieves. What is taking away from your time? Have you ever set out to do something and you started out well, you got distracted, you ended up perhaps scrolling on social media or going on YouTube or going here or there, and you looked up and you lost an hour and a half of very important time you could have really moved the needle forward in what you were trying to accomplish? It's happened to the best of us. Time thieves or time gremlins are very real. I want to encourage you to go through your life, go through your schedule, go through your day and ask yourself, what things are occupying too much of my time, taking away from me being focused and being productive? Time is money, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't waste either. And so I tell people, it is incredibly important that if I offer you my time, you must understand that the value that is associated with my time. So think about that. Whatever time thieves or time gremlins in your life, remove them. Have the courage to remove them and then move on and accomplish the things that you are set to accomplish. Does that make sense? So write that list down. Think about it. What are they? Being on the phone too long, scrolling on social media. What is it? Daydreaming too much. Maybe it's some habit that you have that's not a healthy habit. These are thieves to your time. They want to rob you of your most productive season ever. So today, we want to say, time thieves, you got to go. All right? Here's number four. Hope y'all are getting this. Building boundaries that protect your mental space. I am an advocate for building boundaries. The reason why many of us crash or end up in very acute crises in terms of our mental space is because we did not put the appropriate boundaries in place. Boundaries matter. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When you have the appropriate boundaries in your life, you set expectations for people. People know not to violate those boundaries. They are very clear on what their role is in your life. You can't continue to give people access to you, constant access, when you're trying to navigate at certain levels. People should go through channels of command to be able to get to you. I know that's difficult for some of you, but please understand that sometimes people can just come in and it's 20 minutes today, it's an hour and 20 minutes tomorrow. The next thing you know, your entire day can be disrupted and wasted because you didn't have the appropriate boundaries. Boundaries matter. And so I want to challenge you. I do. I want to challenge you to make certain that you start establishing the appropriate boundaries in your life because that's going to help you protect not only your day, but even your mental space. I tell people all the time, I'm very careful about what I ingest in my spirit. I have to close my spirit off to negativity. I have to make sure I guard myself from other people's issues. I have to make sure that I am so laser sharp focused on the accomplishment of the thing that's in front of me that I am not going to be sidetracked
because I'm taking on too much stuff that emotionally weighs me down. I hope you received that. Now, somebody need to hear that because, you know, we think we're this repository. Just give it to me, give it to me. When the Bible says, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. God says, you give it to me. You don't have to give it to anybody else. It's not our responsibility to walk around just being a emotional repository for people to dump, dump, dump. And you look up and then you're not accomplishing what it is you were set out to accomplish. I hope that made sense. You got it? All right. So here's number five, refusing to let popularity pull you from purpose. I was telling a friend today, I said, what do you think is the most dangerous vice or thing the enemy uses to get us off track? He thought about it. I said, vanity. Our desire to be famous and be popular and to be known moves us away from the center of our values, the center of our why and our purpose. It no longer becomes about edifying God's people, no longer becomes about glorifying God's name. It moves into building for myself, for my name. I want people to see what I have done. So I think it's important, man, to really like step back, really evaluate that and look at life in a way where you're really, really able, man, to say, I'm not out here trying to be popular. I'm trying to be productive. Whether somebody knows my name or not is not even consequential to what I'm saying. I want to make sure that the work that I do, it speaks for me. Not trying to be a celebrity. I'm not trying to move away from the main thing that I am actually charged to do. I want to make sure my motives are pure. My heart is right. You got it? So please make certain as you deal with these distractions, that you stay away from the need to be popular, the need to be some kind of celebrity. But here's the deal. Number six, the discipline of digital detox for leaders. You know, I've said this, I'm going to say it over and over again. Every leader who wants to achieve something great is going to have to manage social media much better. You're going to have to digitally detox. Doesn't mean that you're not engaged in social media. I think there's a utility in that. I think that's how people can get to know you and what you do. I think it can move the needle forward in terms of your brand and what you're trying to produce out there. But make no mistake about it. Sometimes we're so full of what social media has fed us or what the internet has taught us that we are being skewed in our perspective and our thoughts. Process. I want you to let it go. I want you to truly spend some time saying, how do I get this out of me? How do I detox from this stuff so that I could actually be a better listener? I could be more focused in what I'm trying to accomplish. Did that make sense? All right. So let's review. We've said a lot. And before I get to number seven, I always had to go back and review. We're talking about destiny distractions, how to stay focused in a noisy world. First of all, we talked about how to identify destiny detours that are disguised as opportunities. Sometimes things can show up and appear to be so amazing when in fact, they truly, truly lead us astray outside of the purpose and call that God has for our life. Some people go down these paths and never get back to the main thing. Here's number two, the difference between what's urgent and what's important. Being able to have the wisdom to delineate either one, it's so important. Everybody's emergency should not be your emergency. Here's number three, identifying those time thieves. Have you identified those gremlins, those things that are taking your time away from being productive, accomplishing what you were trying to accomplish? Have you given any thought to the amount of things from social media to just daydreaming to just this or that that's wasting so much of your time? We have 24 hours in a day and we all get the same 24 hours. What we do with it has a lot to do with how we manage our time. Number four was building boundaries that protect your mental space. Man, surround your mind. Keep your mind from that which is dangerous. Don't allow it in. Be careful what you ingest. So important. All right, here is number five. Refusing to let popularity pull you from purpose. No, I am not going to allow that to happen. I don't have this desire to be famous where my purpose gets skewed in the midst. I want to make sure that everything that I do as a leader is to the glory of God. If then it is to the glory of God, it'll be very difficult for you to be seduced into something other than what the main thing truly, truly is. All right? Okay. So now, how do I have the discipline to digitally detox? How do I get this stuff out of me? Find a retreat. Find a place that focuses on helping you reset from all of this digital download stuff that's coming into your spirit. Find ways in which you could get better in that area. All right? Here's number 7, ladies and gentlemen. Focused leaders are fruitful leaders. How many times could I just say that? Whenever you stay focused, you will find out you'll become more fruitful. Man, you will know them by the fruit that they bear. The enemy is always trying to get you distracted because your distractions create a lack of fruit. But when you are focused, your fruit is ripe, overrunning. That's why it's so important now more than ever to make certain that you are so focused that your fruit speaks for you. Listen to what John 15 says. I am the true vine, you are the branches. If any branch in me does not produce food, I cut it away. Those that do, I prune, they may bear more fruit, right? Herein is my Father glorified that you produce or bear more fruit. How important is that? The words of Jesus are, be fruitful. Be fruitful as a leader. If I give you this, what will you give me back? Be fruitful. So I want to just encourage you today and I want to thank you. I want you to focus on the fruit. For me, every single day, I wake up and I think about the fruit. I think about how can I produce fruit to the glory of God? That's what it's all about. As a leader, that ought to be your main priority. Got it? I want to thank y'all so much, man. This has been great. I love it. I love sharing with you the wisdom that I hope you receive and allow to move in your space. I want to appreciate you. Make sure you follow me now at Joseph Walker 3. I'd love to hear from you. Follow my wife at Dr. Steph Walker. Make sure you go to our website, josephwalker3.org. Get our books, get all that. Find out when I've been in your area. And guys, I am so grateful and thankful for all of you. It means a lot to have you connected on today. I thank you so much. Let me know you're being blessed by this podcast and make sure you share it. Let's reach 1 million people together. Until next time, peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.